We have in studio guests Kalina Skalska and Steve Walters from the Hudson Village Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in the lousy weather today. We appreciate it.
It was shocking. It was a deluge.
It was a pleasure.
Good grief, it was a journey, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, where are
we? What a trip.
I don't know where we are. We think we've gone down a rabbit hole.
No, Rosemount, Papineau, which street?
It's all right. We'll take care of you. But listen, Kalina, let's start by talking about how the theater has weathered the pandemic, and do you feel like we're finally coming out?
We weathered it actually very well, in spite of, but there were a lot of measures and there was a lot of help. So we came out okay. We were able to open last July after 16 months being closed. We ran right through till December, and then it came to a stop. Gave us time, though, to do some renovations.
Oh, really?
Got a great grant for renovations, so we have a whole new ventilation system in there. Ventilation system, which is great. And a lot of other things. So we're just going to finish that up. And then we're going to scoot right into April the 6th, which we open up with a fabulous Norm Foster play.
Norm Foster's Renovations for Six.
How appropriate.
Norm Foster he was a longtime radio morning man in my hometown of Fredericton, New Brunswick. Ooh. If I write a play, will you guys maybe?
Revisionist history.
You talk to us.
Steve, you're going to be starring in and directing Renovations for Six. What are you, Clint Eastwood over there?
Well, I wouldn't say it was starring.
Yeah, but
anyway,
you're going to be in it.
I'm going to be in it, absolutely.
Cast. Yeah.
Yeah. It happened, unfortunately, one of the actors that was cast in it dropped out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pretty late
on. Oh, okay. So.
It was a natural fit for me to go back in there. And I've got a good team around me. That's one of the best things about when you're directing is if you build the team around you that is solid, actors, you know, crew, production staff and that, it makes it a lot easier. But would I do it again? I'm not so sure I want to do both again.
I've wondered about the challenges of that. Like whenever I see that, you know, Clint Eastwood, he acts in and directs most of his movies. Does he not?
Yes.
How do you do that?
It's very difficult when you're on stage trying to direct yourself. Yeah. Or other people, because you've got to be in the moment with the character and you can't sort of be looking at you and going, oh, dear, he's picking his nose or I don't know, which he's not, by the way, dear listener. Just better point that out. But it's very difficult to do that. And that's why I've got help. We do have somebody who comes in and helps us out and watches and then can give us pointers, me as well, you know, as the actor on stage rather than the director. So it's hard graft, it really is, and I don't know quite now how Clint Eastwood does it. And anyway, be that as it may,
it's worked out pretty well for him, though.
Yes, it's worked out pretty well for him. We shall see whether it works out pretty well for me or not. But having said that, the play's in a very good place at the moment. It's a funny play.
Tell us about it. What's it about?
It's about a couple, Shana and Grant Perkins, who have come from Vancouver, moved into a new neighbourhood, which could be round here actually, and have got no friends. So they're in the midst of renovations, but Shana decides she wants to have a party.
Housewarming party.
It was not, well, I'm glad you say that, actually, because housewarming does come into it, but I'm not going to go into that. But they decide to both invite a couple, and he invites one of his workmates, which is Wing, I can't remember his name now. Wing and Billy, anyway. Wing and Billy Falterman, something like that. Anyway, they invite, she invites the couple from the book club, and then, of course, all these couples come to the play, and Foster is an interesting character because he's such a great writer for characters and their personalities and the human, and I suppose the human element of people. And I think he said that most of his plays are about ordinary people who are just getting by. And I think that's what gives the connection with the audiences. And that's why he's the most produced playwright in the whole of Canada. I mean, he's written over 50 plays. I mean, this guy's a genius.
Wow.
This play is one of the most ingenious and funny plays I think I've ever read. I mean, if you go back to when I first, Kalina gave me three plays, one of which was Renovations for Six. And I sat there and read it and I was laughing out loud. And my wife was going, what are you laughing at? You know when you're laughing at something and she hasn't got the joke. Oh,
right.
Dear. I mean, that didn't go down too well as well with the old trouble and strife. But anyway, it made me laugh out loud, which is unusual for a play when you're reading it cold like that. But I could see the situations. Yeah. And each character, each pair, each couple, come with their own problems, come with their own issues. And these are gradually unraveled throughout the play until its conclusion. It's brilliantly written, and it's ingenious. I can't tell you why it's ingenious, but you've got to come and see it to see how ingenious it is.
Because do you feel like you've found the right people for the roles?
Right people for the roles. I mean, these actors are giving all of their time. In fact, the whole of the cast and the crew are giving of their time generously. But the characters that have come out and the way they bring in the characters, because we work all collaboratively, you know, the actors work and bring their stuff and we look and see if it's right for that part. But they're just deliciously beautiful the way they're doing it. And some of it is so understated. People will relate to it and it makes it funny. It makes it funny. You see all this stuff going on stage. And when you put all the couples together and those things start to overspill at the party, then it makes it just hilarious. And there's all this back chat going on. And I can't tell you too much about the play because you wouldn't want to come and see it. But, you know, maybe I've given you enough enticement to come and see it. But, yes, the actors are bringing lots to it and making me really quite happy what they're doing. And it's a great play. It's a funny play.
Kalina, if we are, in fact, coming out of the pandemic for good, what's ahead for the Hudson Village Theatre after reservations for six?
Oh, we're going to be producing a number of plays. We're bringing in plays, actually, from the rest of the country, from out west. We have a full slate. We're looking at this as we're open and we're ready to go.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's go then.
And we're going to actually have houses open 100%. So I think we're looking at this, the worst is behind us, and let's just get people out and happy. People
Beautiful.
Are the sales on this play are terrific.
Well, that's great.
Oh, really, eh?
Yes.
Okay, so
terrific.
People better hop to it and get their tickets now.
They better hop to it.
Villagetheatre.ca, is that the place to go for tickets?
Yes. Yes, you better, Ted.
Okay, I will. I will then.
I mean,
hint taken.
What day do you want to come? I mean, do we know the days?
I have to get my windshield replaced in my car. Other than that, whatever day that is, any other day.
I'm going to replace your windshield.
Right,
I'll come
then.
Down there right now.
We'll do it at the theater for you. No worries.
Matinees and evenings, April 7th to 24th. Renovations for six. I guess that's a play on words on reservations for six, obviously.
Yes.
Because I almost said reservations.
You did, yes.
Renovations for six. Thinking. Go to villagetheatre.ca. Steve Walters and Kalina Skulska, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.